Hey, welcome to Crafty Hands Club Podcast, and this is episode 3. I am Carice Jefferson. In this episode, I want to talk to you about the do's and don'ts of jewelry making, okay? What to do, what not to do when it comes to jewelry making, especially as a beginner. Now, here's some cool facts about jewelry making. Number one, it is addictive. Like, when I got back into jewelry making in 2012, I had no idea that I would just be so addicted to it. And the reason why it's addictive is because after you make your first couple of pieces of jewelry and you said, wow, I made that, then you're gonna have that confidence to take on something else and to try this or try that. And the fact that the pictures people post in different craft groups on social media, the Pinterest boards, things we see on Instagram and YouTube, blogs, everywhere, those things only give us that drive to be like, oh, I want to make that, and I want to try this, and I want to try that. Also, jewelry making is an expensive hobby. And even though you may go to stores that have 50% off and 70% off and 60% off, all of that is fine. But the cost comes in when you have to buy tools. Those things cost you. And depending on what type of jewelry medium that you are doing, the cost only goes up. For instance, metalsmith. Getting the soldering equipment for that is expensive. If you get into glass making or making ceramic jewelry, you have to purchase a kiln. And depending on the firing level that you need that kiln to be, it's going to cost you at least $700 or $800. Also, jewelry making can be a distraction. Like, you can set aside some time, and I can attest to this because this has happened to me. You can set aside some time and you could be like, okay, I'm only going to designate a few minutes to this, and then I'll go on with the remainder of the day. Sometimes you can, but sometimes you will look up and hours have passed you. Also, jewelry making is fun. You know, it's just fun to be able to make something that's an expression of yourself, because jewelry is a personal style and it's not a cookie cutter approach when it comes to DIY jewelry. Another reality of jewelry making is that at times it is frustrating. And the frustration comes because instructions can make it appear that it's easy to do, that it's simple to do, and you make several attempts, and for some reason you just can't get it. And so that is going to frustrate you, but sometimes you just have to break away from the project and leave it there and maybe come back to it later on that day or the next day to finish it up, because sometimes we can misread it or we overthink something. So because of that, the frustration sets in. So here's what you as a beginner to jewelry making should do. First, decide on which style of jewelry that you're going to make and the medium that you want to make. There's plenty of mediums out here, from working with clay, working with metal, beading, chainmail, and so on. But you know your personal preference more than anybody. You know the style of jewelry that you like. So if you are an earrings person, don't try to do a necklace right now. If you are a bracelet person, stick with those styles. So decide on one medium and one style of jewelry that you want to make. Once you have decided on those, then you take on DIY projects that requires as few steps and supplies as possible. And the best way to do that is through kits, because kits will provide you with the amount of supplies just needed for that project, and it will provide you with some type of tutorial, whether it's a printed tutorial or online or a little booklet. You're going to get some type of instruction. Also, learn the fundamentals of jewelry making. And what do I mean by fundamentals? I mean, learn the different wire types, stringing types, types of beads. Learn the pliers that are commonly used in jewelry making. Also, learn different measurements, the necklace length, the bracelet length. You want to learn those fundamentals, because once you have a solid knowledge of the basics of jewelry making, it will help you as you grow in jewelry making. Also, as a beginner, when you are starting out, you don't want to blow all your money on supplies and tools. Number one, you may not even like what you're doing. You saw something, you thought that you would like it, and you realize, hey, this isn't for me. This isn't my thing. I don't have that kind of patience. So if you're unsure about whether you would like this or not, I don't encourage you to spend a lot of money on supplies. Also, when you're practicing, not selling, but just practicing, learning jewelry making, you want to practice with inexpensive materials and supplies. Until you get that fundamental, then you could go and invest in higher quality supplies. Here's what you don't do. And one of the biggest mistakes that I often see with beginners is that they take on multiple mediums at one time. The problem with that is, when you do that, you're really not learning how to master one. So you're kind of all over the place, you're dibbing and dabbing, it's costing you more money, you're just busy. Instead of you getting the one medium down to a science, and then you move on to another medium. You want to get comfortable enough to where you say, okay, I don't learn all I can in this part. Let me move on to the next part. And only you will know when it's time to move on to the next part. Now, there is mixed medium jewelry. That's something altogether different. Now, if that's your thing, go for it. But again, make sure that that's the one thing that you're starting out with in the beginning. Look at businesses. When they introduce a product, or let's look at McDonald's. When it started out, burgers, fries, shake. They didn't have all of the stuff on their menu that they have today. So apply the same thing with jewelry making. If all you're doing right now are earrings, that's fine. Later on, you'll get into something else. You'll learn another medium. Another thing you don't want to do, you don't want to go overboard with supplies. As I said a few minutes ago, it's expensive, and then it tricks you because you see the pretty colors, the pretty shapes, you see other makers with these supplies, and you say, hey, I gotta have that too. But stick to a budget for your craft activities, and that will save you a lot of problems later on down the line. Another thing that you don't want to do is to imitate the style of others. What I mean by that is, you see someone's photo in the Instagram feed, or you see someone in the magazine, or you see, it's great to admire those things, comment, engage, say, Hey, I love that look on you. You look nice. You know, that goes well with you. But if that's not your personal style, don't try to imitate that. Because again, jewelry making is your personal style. It's you. So you don't have to try to look like anybody else, be like anybody else. You know, if you like the eco-friendly look, go for that and own it and be proud of that. Well, thank you for listening to Crafty Hands Club podcast. Stay tuned for the upcoming episode.